In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ is confirming to the whole world through his holy disciples that he knew from the beginning the reason of his incarnation is to save the whole world through the crucifixion. That's why here our Lord, while he was praying alone, and his disciples came to him, he wanted to lift up their hearts from just thinking that he was a normal man or normal prophet to be the Messiah, and to confirm that to us also. That's why he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And when they confessed that he was Christ, through Saint Peter, that he is Christ of God, then he revealed him to them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests, rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. This is a confirmation of his salvation. And every one of us believes the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, not only his divinity and his relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit, but also that he came to save the whole world and to forgive our sins when we believe in him and repent from all our hearts. But the meditation of today is our psalm. The psalm of David says, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God." Why did David say that? One of the fathers explains this verse saying, some kinds of the deer ate serpents with poisons. And these poison, when they swallow the serpents bring out the poison in the stomach of the deer and make it like a fire in their stomachs, in their bodies. And they ran and run, seeking for water to cool their stomachs from inside. And David the prophet and the king wanted to explain the eagerness that we are panting to the Lord to make our inner parts, which was hurt by the sin and made it like a fire from inside, to cool it. In another way, there is no source to comfort us. There is no source to satisfy us. There is no source to help us to overcome our sins except our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why David described that, taking this good picture of the deers who pant for the water brooks. And here is a question. Are we really panting, or our souls are panting for God, or just our prayers as a habit, or our prayers full of lukewarmness, or our prayers not out of eagerness, out of love, out of searching for comfort and peace and love and light to shine in our hearts. This is the way that the Lord wants us to be. When we pray out of love. We pray out of eagerness. We are searching hardly for our Lord Jesus Christ to comfort us and to fill our hearts with reverence and fill our hearts with purity and fill our hearts with real peace and true love. Do not forget this description. Every time you stand and take the Agbiya, start with this verse and say to him, as the deer pants for water brooks, I also, my soul pants for you, God. That's why I start my prayer now. When you do that, when you say that, your prayer will come out of depths of your heart. You will forget everything around you. You will not be disturbed with anything around you. You may be not also, you will be also able not to hear anything about you when you concentrate your prayer panting for the Lord God to help you and accept your real prayers. Glory be to God for to him. Amen.